Here's where Dan tells me I'm wrong. I tell people I'm just I'm getting creativity. He tells me I'm not. I'll let him explain why. No doubt of that. Mathematician, bam. Just because I'm wrong doesn't mean I can't say it up here in front of 100 people and make a fool of myself. Creativity on my mind. That's what I'm insisting on. What I'm doing. I said, how many of you down inside resist betting on two horses? You mean me that? You don't want to bet on two horses. Now, of those who don't want to bet on two horses, how many of you absolutely always refuse to bet on an entry? Oh, yes. I don't know who won't bet. Well, but hey, look at that. 8 legs and a price of four. Whoa, right there. Yes, sir, boy. Everybody likes entries. And so you let El Stupo pick the two horses for him. He puts together an entry just because they happen to be owned by the same guy, trained by the same guy, or whatever. It's an entry. All you're doing is betting on an entry. Except you pick a rule of your own. You pick a couple, whatever two horses in your race you want. And when you look up the tote board, well, with a little simple math, it's okay. The entry is paying even money. The entry is paying even money. In my case, the entry has to pay 3-2. Now, this may not be mathematically correct, but I think it gets the idea across. What I'm insisting on, because don't forget, if there's two horses, you've got to make two bets. It's a pretend entry. We're betting four, therefore we have to get back six. So what all I'm doing is insisting on an average mutual of $6. Then I did this right in front of my son. I wasn't really sure what the outcome was going to be, but I knew he would have given me that 3-2 number for the 70%. And I thought, oh, it's got to be bulletproof. If you bet 100 races, you will bet $400, right? $4 a race. Betting two horses to win. We're not going to bet Steve. Just going to bet flat. You win 70 of those races. At $6 each, you win $420. $20 profit. That's a 5% ROI. You know what was really great? The client said, hey, that's not bad. 5% ROI. I won't cross the street for a 5% ROI. Do this much work for 5%. I'm going to stick hot needles in my eyes. No, no, no. Dr. Z got me 5%. It was hell. It was hell. No, 5% is awful. And I did something else to them. I wrote another number on the board. $10.42. I said, that's my real average income.
And that was a great sign to tell all this.
All I wanted to hear was a push in the front of it.
It's all these guys that pack that into them, right? Hey,
20 line groups. And one hour the heads come up, and finally somebody says, bam! You make a lot of money! And I say, bam! Yes, I do! Thank you very much! Now, come on! Just bought a new house, remodeled it. I don't have a mortgage. You can change the job? No! I had to get it someplace. This is where I got it. Now I'm going to show you how to get it. You have something, you have a gift from the God that no one else has. You have been blessed. You're one of the chosen few, literally. Down to 1,000. We're getting close, guys. We're approaching 900. One of the 1,000 people in the world is going to get to share in the starting methodology. It's going to get to approach this number. You know, right now we've gotten jaded. Mainly because people have kind of heard our numbers and says, well, gee, if I'm going to sell the system, I know it only gets 14%, but I got to say something, so I'll say 80. And one time everyone would have laughed, but now they say, well, at least 10% better than the SART numbers. When I first heard about Dr. Howard Sarton, the number I heard was 63. And I was a professional reviewer at the time of Systems and Methods for Gambling Times. I wrote about it. And I said, whoa,
There's one born every minute.
63%. Come on, go up.
Nobody hit 63%. I heard about the two horses, and well, gee, 63, that's an average of 31.5. Well, that's pretty good. Anything over 33% is very good performance. I said, well, maybe. And so I finally, it also impressed me that you wouldn't give it to me. I had to buy this. In the market. Except this. So I bought it. I looked at it. I came on the seminar. And as they say in the storybooks, the rest is history. This works. Nothing else does. I tried everything else. Been to the races with all the big names. I'm just almost like Tom Brohammer. I know almost all those guys. I'm not as close as Brohammer in mind, but he lives in Andy Byers' back pocket. You know, in the living room. Come on. But
does Shirley know about all of this, Tom?
No. The other way around. They live in his back pocket.
Yeah, well, there is that. Anyway. This number is magic. With this number, money management becomes so simple. Now, one thing Howard was talking about earlier, that's kind of the key to this, really making a lot of money, is what would you rather do? Win 80% at $6 or 50% at $10? It turns out to win, I think, slightly more with the $10 one, 50%. That's just a flat betting. There is another key to this that Huey called once the velocity of money. And that is, if you're winning a high percentage, you can keep more of your bankroll in play at any given time. When I first started out learning money management from Dick Mitchell, we were about 30% handicappers. And we considered betting 2% of bank to be kind of bold. But that's what we would bet, 2% of bank. Now, by actually increasing my win percentage only 1.5%, if you stop and think about it, and betting two horses, and getting my proficiency on the second horse as high as the first, I can comfortably get 10% of that. The velocity of my money is increased. I keep more of it in play. 80% with $6, an 80% player like that, could probably keep 15% in play. The 50% player needs to plan on some runouts. You're a 50% player, you're going to lose 5, 6, 7 in a row. It's going to happen because, not because you're bad, but because you're a 50% player. And it's just one of those things. Now, these folks over here said they want to aim for 100%. And I want to try to talk them and you out of doing that. One thing, if you're really aiming at 100%, you should be betting 100% of bankroll every time. That's your goal. 100% bankroll. And, you know, you have no comfort. You know.
Yeah, I'll put to the state of Minnesota. Here.
Sure. Are you Canadian? Raise your arm. Okay.
Guess who cares?
Yeah,
whatever. That's a long shot.
Yeah. That's 100% player.
You did it, you
the problem with people who are, the Sarton methodology is not 100% methodology. I don't care what anyone tells you. I can find you a race, and anyone else in here a race. I can circle the winner's name in red. Let me pick any of the 10 pace lines. Let you pick any other two horses in the race, and pick any pace line for them, and you will lose. They're all horses like that. When I am given the winner, I'm a 95% handicap. How are the 95% handicap? But there are races that we just can't win. Even knowing who won, even doing it in retrospect. So the problem with aiming for 100% is you always fail. No one in the history of the world ever hits 100%. Remember, we're going to keep records here long, long cycle. 20 races and 100 races. Anyone wants to go for 100 out of 100? Better make an appointment with Howard because disappointment is heading your way. You will lose some.
Give me your selections.
If you don't plan on losing some, then when you do lose some, it's a crush in your team. Go back to baseball. The best hitters The best hitters strike out two-thirds of the time, make out two-thirds of the time. Two out of three trips to the plate, men on base, hey, the crowd's going nuts. Bottom of the ninth, they go up there, whiff! And they trudge back to the dugout, you know. Tommy Lasorda looks at him, you jerk! That's reality. And it's reality in horse racing. You are expected to lose 30%. If you don't lose 30%, if you're trying for higher than 30%, you know what suffers? This number. Average commission goes down. People who tell me they're making, they're hitting 70 and 80% over any kind of long haul have very low mutuals. I mean, it just goes with the territory. Because I know they're betting very predictable races. And the easier a race is, the less it pays. So just put that in the back of your mind, and now let's look at 70%. If you don't have a 70% win mutual, that's okay. Huey says with two horses and a realistic, actually kind of a low average mutual, what is realistic? Of $8. You make a profit. You can make a living, not a profit, a living with that kind of money. 57% in $8. Anything above that is gravy. And I'll tell you, you'd really have to work to keep your average mutual down to $8. Not even Brohammer, who's a pantyweight. He's been all the way back from one race a month is about his speed.
Oh, come on.
Even if he had a $5.50 average mutual, what is your average mutual, Tommy?
Just under
$8. Just under $8. Now, that is a very conservative player, and he can't get down below $8. Poor Tom has to struggle along 60-65% on one horse. $8. I'm getting them calculators moving, boys. Yes, sir. Your real world, you have to do $8. People call me and say, hey, I have a horse that... at Hollywood's paying $5.64. I open the paper. I always do this. Whenever someone tells me, I just open the paper and I start reading the results from yesterday. I say, okay, $4, $13.60. He's like, wow, it was an unusual day. It's always an unusual day. They just do many of these short prices. The average, the real average mutual is never that low. You could always, always, always do better than that. So you can all, if you can hit 57% of $8, you'll make dough. But let me tell you a way to find out. A simple and easy way to manage your money. And if you'll just do this, you'll make money. And here comes my passion plea. This is simple. This is easy. It's in this follow. It's in the follow before. It's in the beginner's manual. I've given it to four other seminars. One person has sent me that result. Try it. You have nothing to lose but your chains and your poverty. Give it a shot. Believe me, keeping records is only psychologically painful. Once you get used to doing it and you start seeing you're making some money, and you start, all of a sudden, things start coming clear to you. If you write down any bet you make, it's going to become horribly clear to you that you're making nine exact bets for every one that you cash. And since they're all $30 baseball, and your average mutual is $37.50, you're losing a lot of money. You don't want to know that, probably. Most people don't want to know that. But if you can just force yourself to write it down and do this, it'll turn all kinds of your handicapping around. It makes, once you start keeping records, you suddenly realize how valuable they are. The scales fall from your eyes. You start saying, well, wow, I can do this, I can do this. I can make a lot of money. The problem is, that first time you start hitting the negative. Now, those folks are at 100%. Just you wait. The dummy god is laying for them. Trust me, they open their mouth in front of other people and said the magic words. 100%. 2% for them tomorrow. The dummy gods get them. and they're going to have a losing cycle. Everyone's had a losing cycle. Come on, grow up. You're going to have some losing cycles. You're going to have certainly losing days. Anyone who says they never have losing days lies. It just happens. You're going to do that. Well, what's it going to fall down? What's this fall down? What's it get trapped in boxes and all kinds of things? Who's going to get those damn boxes off of that? Now, this is a 70%. I think you can do it with whatever your word percentage is, because it doesn't really matter what it is. You start with $200. Why do you start with $200? Because that's where I stood. I sold an article, The Gambling Times. If you want to know why I was never a professional full-time writer, because that's what they paid for a four-page article. $200. You think writers are high paid? Certainly not if they work for Hollywood. $200. Just fair. $200. I had a check for $200. I didn't pay the exact closing day of Hollywood. I treated myself to a whole bunch of handicapping books. And I went to the Oak Tree seminar, where it was not nearly as comfortable. Imagine if everybody on this side of the room joined everyone on this side of the room, and then everyone in the back moved down to the front two rows. That was the Oak Tree seminar. And then, Michael stood right here and screamed at you for 3 hours. It was great. We had to take turns breathing, and we had to pass the oxygen molecule around from hand to hand. But we learned a hell of a lot. And so I took my $200, I started going to the races. And this is what I did with it. I'm still betting on that same $200. I still make my living on that $200. I bought $250,000 house with that $200. I buy these fancy clothes with that $200. I paid almost $15 for this shirt. Come on! Well, if you have the pants and the shoes, I do all that stuff with that $200. I told my wife, hey, you've had babies. Don't go back to work in 4 weeks like you wanted to. Take 6-8 months off. I'll support you. I'll just go to the races the next day. You'll be home. Play with your kid. All with $200. Loaves and dishes, right? Hey, pretty neat story. How did I do it? Let me show you. You start with $200. You bet 5%. You should be writing this down. This you can write down. These are rules. Rules! Yes! You've been craving, you've been begging for rules. Here's the man giving you rules. Write them down. You'll love them. Cherish them. The one set of rules we give you is the one set you'll never use. I won't do it. I know you won't. Am I annoyed? Damn, I am annoyed. Okay, 5%. You bet 5% of bank. How much is that? $10. Wait a minute. $10. That's chump change. I would bet $10. Come on, I'm a serious player. I go deep into my pocket when I have horse. So whoa, wait. No. If you're good, this $200 will blossom. Trust me. It really, really will. If you're not quite as good as you think you are, you don't want to start with $1. Burt May.